This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Thank you for joining us today, 117 affiliates across the United States of America, as well as broadcasting into 53 countries. Thank you for your trust. We totally appreciate it. Aside of that, if you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to get back to modern-day professed Christian singer Lauren Daigle. We're going to go back 2 days, and then I'm going to name names concerning what is going on in the professed Christian realm, the entertainment networks that they have going on across the country. I'm going to tell you who these people really are. And by the way, it comes out of their own mouths. They'll tell you who they are. But again, we're going to name names in just a couple of moments. Before I get to that, folks, have you seen Celine Dion's new commercial? Gender neutral clothing line. I mean, this woman has lost her mind. You need to watch her new commercial. Just go to Celine Dion gets arrested in clothing line ad, okay? And when you watch the commercial, she gets arrested in the commercial, okay? They're going to rewind it, and then they're going to play slowly go forward. And Celine's going to talk to the babies, telling them that it's up to them as to what they want to become when they're older. It's all left up to them. But pay attention closely, friends, to how they're using these useful idiots. Notice how that they're scanning across these little babies, and then one little baby has on his T-shirt, New Order. And, folks, they're not hiding anything. It's happening right in the face of the world as to what they're advocating for. And it's just, again, there's no better way to say it. I mean, this way, and interestingly enough, and I knew what I was in for, I just wanted to see what she professed. And sure enough, friends, the devil's got a whole lot of sons and daughters of Belial that profess their Christianity, friends, and nothing could be further from the truth. The Bible clearly tells us, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Just because they call themselves something, friends, doesn't mean it to be true in any sense of the word. The Bible says that he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And we're talking about the very Son of the living God, friends, that condemned the wicked and justified the righteous, okay? And again, the message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Mark 1:15, Matthew 3:2, thinking of Luke 22:47, thinking of Acts 2:38, Acts 20:21. The message is all congruent, friends, line upon line, precept upon precept. But again, friends, just the hypocrisy of these people. Yesterday, I had told you I'm endorsed by major companies. And I laid that as a premise so nobody thought I was in it for anything, because I'm not. I'm not trying to put anybody's light out and make mine brighter. I'm in it with them, as a matter of fact. But the fact of the matter is I'm preaching the gospel, and I am walking out as the light that we're called to be. I'm not hiding it under a bushel or behind a tree or under a bed, okay? The Lord is glorified by the works that we make manifest by the Holy Ghost through our lives. Matthew 5:16. Read it when you get a moment. But when I'm at NAMM, this is where all the supposed rock stars come together, okay? Folks, you need to understand that 99% of what I see out there, when I meet these rock stars, folks, they all profess to be Christians. And yet when you look at the fruit of their lives and what it is that they advocate for, in the propaganda that comes through them, it's almost like there's two different people there. One that calls himself a Christian and he's going to heaven. And this, of course, is coming from the hirelings of the day, those that are opening the doors to the wolves to devour the sheep, right? They have no business being there whatsoever. They're not preaching by the Holy Ghost to bring conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And they're surely not preaching, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, law to grace. They're definitely not preaching scriptural theology in any sense of the word. But folks, I cannot tell you the most vile of the people that promulgate garbage, lawlessness, immorality. You talk to these guys, and they think that they're heaven bound. Now, I just did a brand new article on Sons of Liberty, by the way, and we highlighted some of it yesterday. I actually posted a video where we are showing you as to the people that we have tracked at the NAMM show. And it goes everywhere from Megadeth, two guys from Megadeth, the Dios, both brothers that played for Ronnie James Dio, Black Sabbath, King Cobra, the list goes on, to Van Halen, to tracking the drummer from Pantera three different times. Now he's gone, for the record. We tracked the bass player from Slipknot. Folks, the list goes on and on. We tracked Zorro, we tracked, you name it. We've tracked them and we've talked to them. And again, what it comes back to is they have no scriptural understanding of what the word declares in any sense of the word. None. Zero. You know, and it's interesting because, again, the first prerequisite is obviously deny yourself and take up your cross. But in John 7:17, he tells us that we're to know concerning the doctrine. We're to know concerning the doctrine. These people don't know the word. The word of God is out of sight and out of mind. But again, they're calling themselves Christians. Okay? Scripture's clear. Ezekiel 44:23. And they shall teach my people, those that are what? Called by his name. They shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane. They shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane. Okay? I'm also thinking now, doing live radio, bearing vessels in how the Lord said that he will not have the unclean be his vessels. But again, what we see is those that are unclean are the ones that are calling themselves Christians over and over and over again. And no wonder, folks, why we are in the state that we are. They have become the darkness, friends, in so many different ways. They are not sons and daughters of the Most High. They're sons and daughters of the Most Low, concerning the sons of Belial and daughters of Belial, sons and daughters of lawlessness, Satan, right? When you go to Isaiah 52, verse 11, it says this, "Depart, depart, you go out from thence. Touch no unclean, go ye out of the midst of her. Be clean that bear the vessels of the Lord." So what we're going to do is we're going to, in contrast, bring in the Word of God again, exposing these hypocrites for what they are. And hopefully they'll take the correction, the reproof, and the instructions in righteousness, right? 2 Timothy 2:16. Be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay. All right. Here, we're going to do this. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Got lots of live chat going on right now on YouTube. If you want to watch this live, you can do that, interact. Or you can call in 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live, you can do so. If you're at home, if you're driving, obviously you can't, but you can call in. And you go over to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there for his trust. And or sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you can click on there and you can jump in on the conversations. I have one guy right now on live chat because we're going to be talking about celebrity conversions that just don't line up. We talked about that yesterday. I want to get back to something modern-day professed Christian singer Lauren Daigle had said when asked a question in just a couple minutes. This was from 2 days ago, but I'm going to take it from there in just a second. I want to answer some of these live chat comments that are going back and forth right now. We have one guy saying, art is the act of taking an abstract idea and bringing it into reality. Yeah, the enemy uses that too. Keep in mind, brother, we live in a spiritual world, okay? In the spirit, everything is perpetual concerning God's reign. Okay, and whatever we do in this life will be made manifest because we're known by the fruits that we bear, whether it be good or whether it be for evil. Okay, we also know it rains on the just and the unjust, but we're also going to reap that which we sow. Okay, but I think people need to understand it was actually Socrates that said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." That is true, but that's an unsolidified people who have no longer their feet upon the rock of their salvation. Now, this is what I wanted to say, because people try to take things and then they try to make them, they try to bring in an argument and they expect that nobody's going to be able to answer it. But you can, if you think in a simple way, as a child, a converted child, right? Steve said, "Rock music is awesome. There's no valid way to moralize art." Well, it can be good for, it can be, you know, again, as I just said, it can be used for good or it can be used for evil. It's a conduit, right? And it's coming from the heart of the person that intends it to be good or evil according to the Word of God. Now, this is what I want to say. Scripture clearly condemns this very thought. Now, what I'm saying is in Acts 19:19, many of them also which used curious arts brought their books, notice the word curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. That very idea God condemns when it's used for evil. I mean, if you think about the children of Israel and you go back to the Old Testament, folks, look at the symbolisms that were used to promote God. What when we see a fish on someone's car today, what do we know it to be? Well, it's the Christian symbol. When we see a crucifix, what do people think? Well, that's a Christian right off the bat. So it's intended for good as well. So again, it's all coming from what's our intent of bringing it forth to the world, okay? And what is it used for? And I think it's important for people to understand that again, because I think some people just what they do is they take the baby and they throw it out with the bathwater. Well, we got to understand what the symbolism is used for, because there is a reason that that crucifix is put before mine eyes. Paul said that the world's crucified to him and he's crucified to the world. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. He said that his eyes were fixed on the crucifix, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, because he knew that's where his life was to be found. Okay, that may be a negative to carnal people, reprobate, so on and so forth, but it's a positive to spiritual people. Now, with that said, I want to roll forward. And by the way, thank you for your comments. I totally love your comments. I totally love your insight and your input. Very important. Again, if you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Modern-day professed Christian singer Lauren Daigle couldn't answer the question. It was the same question that we were talking about a couple days ago. But let me go back to that and let me take off from that, okay? And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, Ezekiel 44:23. So we're called to make distinction between right and wrong, just like a police officer would, just like a judge would. And by the way, we make judgment calls every step in life, all day long, every week, every month, every year. Okay? But I want to go back to this, and I want you to listen carefully. When Lauren Daigle was asked whether or not homosexuality was a sin, she replied with, "I can honestly answer on that." She said, I'm sorry, I cannot answer honestly on that in any sense of the word. She said, in a sense, I have too many people that I love that are homosexual. She said, I don't know. I actually had a conversation with someone last night about it. I can't, she said, say one way or the other. She calls herself a Christian. I'm not God. So when people ask questions like that, that's why my go-to is, I just say, read the Bible and find out for yourself. And when you find out, let me know, because I'm learning too. She's one of the biggest singers in Christian music today. Whoa. And what an exhibition of a lack of it, friends. I mean, what a shameful reflection of the modern American church, which she claims to represent today. The biblical illiteracy in this country is second to none, Hosea 4:6, and no wonder why people are lost and confused today. The professed Christians claim that they have been given the answers from God that they cannot give. Folks, that's deceptive as well as fraudulent. And that's why Jesus continuously rebuked them. And keep in mind, Matthew 10:8, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. Read Matthew 23. I mean, folks, is Lauren Daigle the best the church has to represent them? Apparently so. I mean, they're just fawning all over her in a crazy way. And to be honest with you again, friends, I don't know what it is, because I'm lost on Lauren. But Lauren Daigle has been given the platform to preach the word. In fact, the word which she does not even know. Shame on you in a big way. And it shows you, friends, how the enemy wants to put them up. He wants to put up novices, those that have no skill in the word, no understanding in the word. Yet the Bible tells us as Christians that we are first to be partakers of the fruit. The Lord give us understanding in all things. They do it backwards today. The Bible says in Isaiah 8:20, if they speak not according to the law into the testimony, folks, it's because there's no light in them. It's because there's no light in them whatsoever. Now, I can already hear and answer someone who's hot under the collar for me putting the question mark by that of professed Christian singer like Lauren Daigle. Bradley Dean, who are you to judge? Well, like I said yesterday, I'm giving you the judge's word. And I'm judging righteously according to the judge's word, like it or not. Okay? In response, again, let me give you the judge's word and where it applies. The Bible is clear when it tells us that we are all, listen carefully, this applies to all of us, Bradley Dean first and foremost, 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith, prove your own selves, know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you. Make sure of it, okay? Except you be reprobates. The very thing that professor, isn't it interesting how professed illiterate, biblically illiterate Christians today know how to use all the same talking points as the heathen do? Who are you to judge? Thou shalt not judge. Oh, who are you to tell me that? Why are you hating on me? I mean, folks, they're using the same words that they've been influenced by when they got their eyes glued to Hollywood, to the media, to radio, whatever the case is. They're drinking in the spirit of the world, and they act like the spirit of the world, folks. They're living, they're conduits, they're windows to see who they really are, friends, and they're falling in their sin, right? The Bible teaches us to make distinctions. It's important. I'm just going to say that slow. The Bible teaches us to make distinctions, right? This is wheat and there are the tares. Matthew 13:24-30. There are sheep and there are goats. Matthew 25:31-46. So in other words, just because someone calls themselves a Christian doesn't make it so. Let me go back up to this real quick. Examine yourselves. Whether you be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. 2 Corinthians 13:5. What does the Bible teach us, friends? Not what did a worldling say, not what did a hireling say, friends. What does the word say? It says to examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Yes, you better check your salvation every day of the week, friends. I check it all day long. I want the confirmation that I'm in Christ. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. I want the witness of the Holy Ghost. I don't want the witness of a man. And let me tell you something as well, friends. When you're hireling or some man that calls him some spiritual overseer, he calls himself that, and he starts telling you how you're saved and you're not to question your faith, you better tell that individual right then and there, I can't find that in the Word because the Bible tells me you're not supposed to tell me if I'm saved. The Holy Ghost is supposed to bear witness to that truth. To he who hath the Son hath life. Who bears witness to that, friends? The witness of God, which is a greater witness than that of man. Found in 1 John chapter 5. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. We're going to come right back to this. And folks, I'm going to get to some names. And I'm going to blow some of you away with what some of these people that call themselves Christians have actually come out of the closet declaring and exhibiting to the world. Craziness.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland is appearing before the House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday for testimony in the ongoing impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump.
Wasn't purposeful?
No.
Couldn't fit it in a 23-page opener. the most important statement about the subject matter at hand. The President of the United States, in a direct conversation with you about the issue at hand, and the President says, let me read it one more time. What do you want from Ukraine, Mr. President? I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. I want this new guy, brand new guy in politics, his party just took over. I want Zelensky to do the right thing. I want him to run on and do what he ran on, which is deal with corruption.
A House committee in Washington, D.C. approved a nationwide ban on flavored tobacco and vaping products. The vote could now head to the entire Senate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You know, let's get back to this, friends, because I love this topic. I really do. By the way, check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, double E, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, okay, 1, Bradley Dean, okay, Bradley, Twitter, I'm sorry, forgive me. At Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, forgive me. Okay, Bradley Dean 1. As well, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, check that out as well. We got several hundred videos over there, friends, for you to check out. And again, if you want to watch us live, go to Before It's News and or sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. We're live streaming as well as broadcasting into 117 cities across the country and 53 countries on a global scale. So we appreciate your trust once again. We're talking about modern-day professed Christian singer. This is applicable to 99% across the boards. I say that from firsthand experience, friends. I'm not, again, I played with many of these big Christian bands. I've played with many big secular bands, from Drowning Pool to Creed to you name it, to Christian bands from Bride to Guardian to Nouveau. The list goes on. And folks, when I first got saved and I got kind of catapulted into the Christian scene, that's what I noticed right off the bat, was a lack of Christianity, because what I was reading in my Bible is not what I was reading in those that profess to be Christians across the boards. And it's prevalent in the United States of America today, no doubt. There's no question about it. And Lauren Daigle just happens to be a prime example of what I'm talking about when she was asked, is homosexuality a sin? She said she didn't know. She said, go read your Bible and find out for yourself. Well, the Bible does say that we're written epistles for all men to read. I've even heard a statement where a famous preacher said, you know what, preach the gospel to the whole world, and if you have to, use words. Now, some will say, well, that's not scriptural. It's not scriptural, but I understand what he was saying. Live your life as that you're walking in the light of the countenance of the Most High God, in the fear of the Lord, departing from iniquity, right? Proverbs 16:6, so on and so forth. And there's so little of that today. And that's what we need to get back to, is actually practicing our profession. If you think of the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, it means you better practice what you preach. Because he goes on and he says, for the Lord will not hold those guiltless that taketh his name in vain. When you profess to be one thing and you're another, the Lord's going to expose you for who you really are. And we need to be careful of that. And the way to do that is keeping our eyes single, right? Our minds and our hearts fixed on what? The author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. So don't tell me it can't be done, friends. This is how we overcome, when we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. If you're a succumber, I ask the question, who do you have your eyes on? Okay? Because you are what you eat. You know, you've heard that. It's either the bread of life or you're feeding on the spirit of the world. So let's get back to this. I was just talking about how the Bible teaches to make distinctions, how there's wheat, there's tares, Matthew 13:24-30. There are sheep, there's goats, Matthew 25:31-46. The list goes on, folks. Okay? There's the righteous, there's the unrighteous, there's the wicked, there's the evil. The list goes on. You get the point. Did you guys also realize, just because someone calls themselves a Christian doesn't make it so? Bringing this to Scripture a different way, okay? Judas was called a disciple as well, wasn't he? Matthew 10:4 declares that he was one of the disciples. Was he a Christian? Absolutely not. Jeez, friends. Again, common sense comes into play. I just did a video on stolen valor. And I'll tell you what, veterans that were in Afghanistan and Iraq and Vietnam, and for those that are left from Korea and from World War II, folks, they can identify the counterfeits a mile and a half away. The video that I just did, Stolen Valor, on YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, is Stolen Valor. Folks, I'll tell you what, these guys are completely irate when they see people walking out with uniforms on and they know something's not right right off the bat, and they confront them and they begin to talk about their uniforms. You know, the Bible says we're to put on the robe of righteousness, Isaiah 61, right? And what is that? That's putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, because we're growing up into Him who is the head of all principality and power. You know, King David said that when he went to bed, he wanted to awake in his likeness. He wanted to be like him in so many different ways. And there's very few that really understand that, because, again, they don't know the doctrines. Let's go back to Lauren Daigle. She was asked whether or not homosexuality was a sin. She replied, I can't honestly answer on that. Now, friends, I've spoken over 2,000 times publicly across the country. Okay. When I ask professed Christians what sin is, they're bewildered. They say missing the mark. No, it's not. They have no idea. Just like those that repeated back with me, well, yeah, it's missing the mark. No, it is not. If there is a response, they reply with what they've been told by their reprobate overseers. That means to miss the mark, like I just said. And again, no, it doesn't. Scripture tells us that sin is the transgression of law. 1 John 3:4. And how are you to know what sin is if you don't know what the law declares? Romans 3:20. And the law that I'm highlighting is to drive men to Christ. Galatians 3:24. And then do no more. Did I read 1 Timothy 1:9 as well? Did Jesus mandate that we were to be his followers? John 1:13. Yep. Then we are first to, again, know the doctrine. If any man do his will, okay, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. John 7:17. I had a friend probably 12 years ago, an acquaintance. I thought he was a cool guy. And I'll tell you what, he was a shifty, slippery guy. And their hearts are fat as grease. And the Bible says that they're cursed in Psalm 119. Yep, they don't stay fixed in the things of the Lord. They don't stay under his covering, okay? And I remember one time I was just, you know, doing what I do. And he came up to me and goes, you know what, Bradley? He goes, you know, your message is that of holiness. And he said, you know, I really love the Lord too. And then he goes on and sticks everything he is right in his mouth when he says, but I don't have any desire to know his word. How far from Scripture? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. How contrary to that of King David, who said he panted as a deer. He was thirsty for the living God. To hunger and thirst for righteousness only comes from Him. Jesus said that He is the bread of life. We are to feed on Him. Or are you like the disciples that call themselves disciples and Christians that follow Jesus in John 6, when Jesus turned around and said to him hard things, and he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. Right? And the Bible says this is a hard saying, who can know it? And then they turned and walked with him no more. See, this is where people, the cross is there again. Right? There's the cross, and it showed you who the real deal was and who the real deal wasn't. Now, to prove the point, at the end of John chapter 6, Jesus looked at Peter and said, what do you say, Peter? And Peter said back to him, he goes, we know that you are the Christ. And Jesus said back to him, he says, are you also going to go? And Peter said back to him, to whom shall we go? You have the words of life. Okay, do you know that to be true? Oh, yeah. We've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Oh, so true. So true. And He gives you enough that you hunger and thirst the next day to want more. And then the next day, more. And the next day, more. Right? You know, when you read 1 John 2:5, but whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. And there's so many of these people that talk about love, and they don't even know His word. Wait a second. Let me go back to 1 John 2:5. Okay. But whoso keepeth His word, the word of God, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. How do we know that we are in him? Because we feed on him. And he fills us up with the Holy Ghost. Right? How about John 14:21? We're told, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Folks, out of those thousands of times that I've spoken across the country, how many can tell me 3 of the 10 commandments? After I ask them if they're Christians, and 99% of the hands go up in the room, I get 1 or 2 people that can tell me 3 of the 10 commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. How many of you profess to love the Lord and you don't even know His commandments in order to keep them? And then he said, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him, right? This is a work of the Holy Ghost, friends. I derive, folks, the fruit of Jesus Christ by keeping my eyes fixed on him. Let me give you the analogy of, you look at bodybuilders. You go inside of a gym. What do they have posted all over the walls? Oh, they got a picture of, they have Lou Ferrigno. They have pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger. They have pictures of Frank Zane. Why, when they're lifting weights, why do they have their eyes fixed on those posters? Because that's what they want to become. Well, so it is with me becoming a Christian more and more. Now, I don't do what I do out of works. I don't do what I do to get saved. I do what I do because I am saved. The law condemns, right? The gospel justifies if I believe. Let me say it the way Augustine said it, because this brings a lot of clarity. The law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. He does for me, friends, what I cannot do to justify myself in the sight of God. He's already done it for me. But I walk as He walked, as I keep my eyes fixed on, again, the author and the finisher of my faith. So, going to the next point, I want to say, surely I can't love my brothers if I do not have the love of God within me, right? And yet, how many of these, again, self-professed Christians declare their love for God when they don't even know His doctrine? John 15:10. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, right, which is the fulfilling of the law, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. I want to make clear, I do what I do out of thankfulness and gratitude for what Jesus Christ did for me on the cross. We live unto Him who died for us. 2 Corinthians 5:15. I got to kill this before the end of the show. Next segment is the final segment. And I want to get to some names before we end the show today. And hopefully, if I go quick enough, I can get her done. Okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just responding to some of my active live chat friends over there. We appreciate your trust and we just thank you for your input and your insight as well. I want to finish this up because what we're seeing today is not true Christianity, friends. We're seeing a lot of counterfeits that don't know the Word of God and they pretend to be something that they are not. They're pretenders. And it's stolen valor in the church is what it is, friends. Okay, and we're talking about modern-day professed Christian singer Lauren Daigle as the example. When she was asked, is homosexuality a sin? Friends, it's not a sin, it's an abomination. Just for the record, Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, the list goes on, and 31 different references across the Bible, okay, for the record. Now, I want to get back to this really quick, because I was just giving you the scriptures, okay? In light of showing you the straight stick, the Word of God, to the crooked one concerning the professed Christians. Okay? Now, the law does come in and show me how crooked I am, and grace does come in and straighten me out. But you're understanding the point here, friends. I also want to say this, too. The FBI, they teach their agents to how to detect counterfeit bills. And the way that they do that is they teach them to study the real ones. Okay, so when they see a counterfeit bill, it's easy for them to detect. And so should it be for Christians, right? And we have been given salve to put on our eyes to see the way that the Lord intends us to see. And he opens our ears that we might hear. Okay? And that's why the Lord said to he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, and so on and so forth. So, let's bring it to the Word and let's stick to the Word. I want to say this. No wonder why the lost in this world are confused about the church in America. Christians are to bring about the answers to the world, and yet we see the answers like that of Lawrence, that they are a part of the problem, Daniel 7, and it brings about confusion. Again, this is a lack of Christianity. This is, and these are, counterfeits in the Church of Jesus Christ today. Matthew 16:18. That's what they are. You heard me. I said it, right? Maybe Lauren and those that she represents should read their Bibles before making such a claim so that they know the Scriptures and what they teach before claiming that she is something that she is clearly not. Furthermore, Christians are to be ambassadors and written epistles for all men to read. Christians are called to preach the Word. Apparently, many of these professors' friends, more than not, don't even know the Word that they're supposed to be preaching. 2 Corinthians 3:2, 2 Timothy 4:2. Quote, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead. Be ye reconciled to God. How are men and women supposed to be reconciled to God if the preacher doesn't know his own doctrine? Okay? Oh, my goodness. Folks, again, listen carefully. Daigle responded in a sense, I have too many people that I love that they are homosexuals. I don't know. I actually had a conversation with someone last night about it. I can't say one way or another. I'm not God. No, but you are his ambassador. You are his written epistle for all men to read. You are called to bring about the answers to the world, and you can't even do that. And yet you call yourself a disciple of Jesus Christ? Not. Folks, not. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, both in Leviticus, you shall not lie with man, with male as with a woman. It's an abomination. It's just common sense comes into play. Let me get down to this. Because love tells the truth. 2 days ago, I told you that God loves more than Daigle does. She loves her homosexual friend so much that she disobeys God at every given opportunity. Give them the Word of God. Tell them that their sin is an abomination in the sight of God. Okay? Show them that Jesus Christ is the standard and that you are not. Okay? We have to remind men this all the time. Because people want to go back to you, are you perfect? Are you better than I am? Nope. We're all sinners saved by grace, but what is that grace doing in our life? Because the Bible says where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Are you abounding in Christ or are you succumbing? Because if you're succumbing, you are not in Christ, my friend. You are not in Christ. In any sense of the word. The word says, Lauren Daigle, 1 Corinthians 6:9, thieves, covetous, drunkards, reviles, extortioners shall not inherit the kingdom of God, nor the effeminate. Okay? Speaking of homosexuals. The Bible tells us in Jude 1:7, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, sex before marriage, and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Isn't it interesting, friends, how people keep out the very character of how God is known? The Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. It tells us in Psalm 97, friends, that clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne, that a fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. And it also tells us in Psalm 97, friends, you that love the Lord hate evil and love that which is good. Who is good? My Father in heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is good. He is good. Love tells the truth, friends. Hate doesn't do that. Love tells the truth. It does not withhold the truth. It doesn't withhold it. For God is love. 1 John 4:8. Love is without dissimulation, a counterfeit covering, a hiding under a false appearance. Read Romans 12:9. It says just that. Yet we see professed Christians talk about their love for all of their fans, but yet they're willing to use the Word of God as the sword of the Spirit to bring them to the point of godly repentance. 2 Corinthians 7:10. Daigle gave a gross display of her lack of love through her biblical ignorance, and it should offend everybody that's listening to me that calls themselves Christians. You should be offended at her biblical ignorance. She's giving herself out to be something she's not. You should feel the way that those military men, those veterans of war, feel when they see someone that's wearing a uniform that they know are counterfeits. You should be just as angry as they are. Lauren Daigle Again, gave a gross display of her lack of love through her biblical ignorance and dereliction of duty when appearing on Ellen DeGeneres' show and not preaching the word to a world of sinners and seizing the opportunity. Folks, just think about that. Well, you know, I wasn't there to preach. We were told that Amy Grant says, you know, I'm an entertainer. You know what entertain means? It means attain, derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. Folks, she's doing it for herself. She's not doing it for the people. The Bible says in Mark 19, Jesus said, when you follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men. Did they do that? Are they doing that? Absolutely not. They're overlooking the very things that they're commanded to do by God. Again, all scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, is for what? It's for inspiration by God. And it is inspiration by God for what? Instructions in righteousness, for reproof, for correction. Do you see any of that? Absolutely not. Why? Because they themselves have never repented. They themselves are not born of the Holy Ghost. They're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Read Philippians 3. Read Philippians 3, friends. Now, maybe this is why, by the way, Matthew 3:2, Amos 3:3, James 4:4, listen carefully. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Maybe this explains why we've had several self-professing Christian artists, homosexuals and lesbians, who have come out of the closet, such as Jennifer. By the way, when I first got saved, I told people right off the bat, there's something wrong with the many of the people that I'm going to highlight right now. I knew they were counterfeits. I knew they were effeminate. I knew they weren't what they declared to be. Folks, listen to this. You ready for this? These are Christian artists that have come out of the closet. Homosexuals and lesbians. Jennifer Knapp, she's a lesbian. Dan Hazelton, he's a homosexual. Vicky Beeching, she's a lesbian. Marcia Stevens, a lesbian. Ray Bolts, a homosexual. The list goes on and on. Deceiving Christian audiences because of self-professed Christians just don't know the difference. They deserve what they get. Period. What a display and exhibition of which that is not being preached from the pulpits in America today. Luke 7:35, wisdom justifies herself through what? Her children. This is pathetic. It's a lack thereof. Christians should, and Christians are commanded to know the difference, friends. They are. The fruit of reprobates is the people that I just highlighted, and that is the tip of the iceberg concerning professed Christians. I remember going and preaching at some of these big events. We went to one in South Dakota, and I remember one of the bigger Christian bands, a lack thereof, right? I remember this woman up on stage saying how she was made fun of because of her ankles. These kids are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, and she's not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. She was talking about how people made fun of her ankles and how God loves her no matter what. Yep, I want to tell you something. He loves you all the way to hell because you made your choice as to whom you're going to serve. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you. Life and death, both blessing and cursings, therefore choose life that both you and your seed may live. Is their seed living? Nope, they're confused. Why? Because they keep giving ear and eye to these that don't even know what a Christian is to do. In any sense of the word. They're pathetic, they're embarrassing, friends, and they are not Christians in any sense of the word. I would love for one of these people to jump online with me. I would love for one of your pastors to contend for the faith with me. Anytime. 1-866-582-9933. Love you by what we do.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.